Chapter 7. A Bear in Southport. Larry was carrying some rope in one hand and a baseball bat in the other. He was a big man, at least 30 kilograms heavier than me. "Well, long time no see, Tim." "Yes, I guess so. I think I'll go home now. Good night." Larry was standing in front of the door. He didn't move. "You're not going anywhere, Tim. You've been listening on the party line, haven't you?"
"Me? What are you talking about?"
"You heard me talking to my mother. You know about the robberies. You know too much, Tim." So the man's voice tonight and the day after the robbery had been Larry's. I had been so wrong. "And what about the man in this house? Is he your partner too?" "I don't know who lives here, but no one's home here now, and no one will hear you scream, Tim. It's too bad for you, but tonight's going to be your last night in Southport." He began to move towards me. "Your family will never find you, but the bears will enjoy their dinner tomorrow."